share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Recently, it was announced that the government will bear the costs of quarantine for Umrah travelers returning to Malaysia. In a statement on Facebook, the minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Special Duties, Datuk Abdul Latif Ahmad, shared that the government understands that many of the travelers are worried about additional costs, as well as issues involving comfort while undergoing quarantine. So, these travelers will be placed either at government-managed quarantine placements or hotels based on room availability. Umrah pilgrims have the option of either dealing directly with private quarantine stations or government-managed quarantine stations. The quarantine period is as set by the MO. For these options, the cost of quarantine will be borne by the government, including food, drinks, and transportation from the airport. He wrote, "The government's decision to cover the costs for the Umrah travelers hasn't gone down well with netizens, including lawyer and social activist, Siti Zabita Kazim, better known as Siti Kazim. These people should bear their own expenses just like everyone returning home from overseas trips. Why is the government footing the bill? They choose to go overseas during a pandemic. They shouldn't be given special treatment," she wrote in a Twitter post. And others have agreed. Is this another notch on the belt that is the government's unnecessary expenditure of taxpayer ringgits? Share your thoughts in the comment section. Also read, KJ. Umrah travel ban is to tighten SOPs, close contacts have traveled with uninfected passengers. Source. Berita Harian. Source. Twitter. Source. Twitter. Source. Twitter. Source. Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.